The last time we learned, we almost finished the eighth perek. I'll just spend a few minutes to finish off the last few lines. There is a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amaroim and a machlokes rishonim at a taskin whether yesh breira ain breira. What's an example of yesh breira? So the Gemara has the example of here. The father dies. Let's say there are five children, and then none of them is a b'chor. The firstborn was the girl, and she doesn't get any Yerusha, and the five sons get an equal share. So let's say the father died, so the first year, one or two of the brothers are doing all the work. The other three brothers are working on other things. And then they're dividing everything equally. All of the revach, they divide equally. So then after a year, the two brothers are doing all the work. They only get one-fifth of the revach. That's not fair. The other three brothers are not doing any work. So the two brothers say, they want to make a chalukah. Why should I work my head off and all the revach should go, and so much revach should go to the other brothers? So they make a chalukah. So when you make they have a girl, they make a girl, and I get one fifth, and you get one. So each one of the five brothers gets one fifth of the field. Right? So the question is, when you make a chalukah and you make a girl, you certainly don't originally the whole big soda. Let's say it was a field. The whole field belonged to all the five bitvusas habayis. It's a shutvus. They all own the share. Now you're changing it. Instead of all five owning the tusas habayis, I own this fifth, you own that fifth, the other, each one of the other three brothers owns their fifth. So how does that change take place? So nobody requires a kinyan. You don't say I have to make a kinyan chalipin to be maknem my share to each one of the other four. And each one of them has to make a kinyan chalipin to be kinyan legamrei, the one-fifth that he's going to get. Nobody requires a kid. The only machloikis hatanoim was, if you hold yesh brere, do you need that smakne or not? They just make a chalukah, and I say, whenever someone dies, the din of Yerusha sets in. So the initial din of Yerusha sets in, that all the five children, all the five brothers, acquire ownership at Tfusas Habayis. That's the din of Yerusha. Then a year later, they say, the two who are doing all the work say it's not fair, so they want to make a chalukah. So now, the din of Yerusha that set in the moment of death accomplished two things. That b'shaito, at the moment of death of the marish, the rich uncle died, or the rich father died, whatever it is. So the moment of death accomplished two things. That initially, for a year, the big field was owned by Tfusas Habayis by all the five brothers, and we also say that it accomplished that after a year is up, and a Varf Geirel, they draw the lottery, and each one gets one-fifth. The moment of death accomplished that one-fifth belongs to me. There was no need for Das Makna from the other four brothers to be Makna to me their share in the Tfusas Habayis. That's the machlokes. Whether yesh brera ein brera, do you need a smak? Nobody holds you need a kinyan. What's the shaila? Can you say Hoover hadover lamafreya? That's what Tosis points out. Then we had a Tosis here in this parak and Tosis in Gittin, Tosis in Erev and a different mesithus. Whenever this topic of brera comes up, Tosis points out that this is a different kind of brera. Rare usually is a person makes a chalois ala tanai. He's making two eruvei tchumins. He says he heard that a chacham may come to deliver a shear in the community to the east of his city, or the chacham may come to deliver a shear in the west of the city. And the two I live in the city, and it's chutz l'tchum for me to go to the city to the east. But to the city, to the west. Somehow the Chacham is in a location that he can come in the middle of Shabbos, either to the city, to the east, or to the west. That's what Tosfos asks. Where in the world, what's the tzvir? How is it possible that the Chacham can decide in the middle of Shabbos where he wants to go? to the eastern city or to the western city. He's tochat chum above, and I'm chutz l'tchum from both cities. So this gives you hechetitz. Okay. So I make an eruv tchumen on Erev Shabbos. You have to make eruv tchumen on Erev Shabbos. I make two. I make one to the east, one to the west, because I say miyavachachem l'mizrach, eruv l'mizrach, miyavachachem l'mayrev, eruv l'mayrev. That's a machlekes in the Gemara, where the ma'arvin, we allow you to make eruv tchumen to go chutz l'tchum. Is it only the Dvar Mitzvah or even for Dvar Hoshus? I want to get together with my friends and shmooze and talk about the latest Narishkeit that's happening. So we pass Ganei Marvin Elul the Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara gives the example. Yavachachem the Mizrach, Erubin the Mizrach. Yavachachem the Marvin, Erubin the Marvin. Because we pass Ganei Marvin Elul the Dvar Mitzvah. That's a Shalom Shulchan Achei Marvin. It's only a Din L'chatchila. It's not right to make an Erubin Tchum unless the Dvar Mitzvah. Is it even Makeh B'Yevet? I made an Eruv Tchumen for a Dvar Hoshus, even B'Yevet, you're not allowed to go. It's just a discussion of Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So he's making the two Eruvin. So we say, he thought that he makes the Erev on Erev Shabbos. It hasn't yet been determined. What the Chochman didn't make up his mind yet. Whether he's going to go to the community, to the Mizrach of Maisid, or to the Mar of Maisid. So do you say, Huvra Dovel Amafreya? Can you say who brought over my friend? Not so. That's a like the Satanaim. What is a yesh brei brei? How do we pass on la locha? So that's a famous, a long run on the dorim. There's a perak hashutvim on the dorim. There's the first perak. Bob Bas is also perak hashutvim. That's a different thing. Hashutvim shiratzelas is mechitza neighbors. They want to build a wall to separate between my backyard and your backyard. Each one wants privacy. But this is perak hashutvim. In the middle of Nidorm. So the Gemara talks there about the Yesh Breir, Ein Breir. So there's a long run in the beginning of Perek HaShutvim in the middle of Nidorm. And he quotes Lamaskana, Halacha Lamaisa, what's the difference? So he quotes one opinion in Rishonim, we pasken Yesh Breir, one opinion in pasken Ein Breir, and the Ikab Sak is the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, the third opinion that the Ran quotes based on the Gemara, the end of Beit Sev, regarding Dinim Deraisa, Ein Breir, regarding Dinim Derabon, and Yesh Breir. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says over here. See, that's a case where I made an Eruv Tchumen al Hatanai. I said, I'm making two Eruv Tchumen. One to go to the Mizrach, to the Beis Medrash and the Mizrach to community, to the Mizrach of my city. One to the Marav of my city. And which is going to call depends on the middle of Shabbos when I find out that the Chacham decided to go to this village or to that village. It hasn't yet been determined. On Erev Shabbos. So then he made an Eruv Tchumen, he made two Eruv Tchumen al Hatanai, and he wants either A or B to be Chal. So that's called Brera, means it's a Tanai. We learn that from the Parshas, but Eruv Tchumen that's possible, Tanai, Kiddush al Hatanai, Gitna al Hatanai, Mechiras al Hatanai, and Hafrashas Trum al Hatanai, all kinds of things al Hatanai. But it's a quirk of a Tanai. It's not yes or no. He certainly does want an Eruv Tchumen, just a question whether this one or that one. So that's different from a normal Tanai. So we pass regarding Dirim Deraisa, Ein Breir, regarding Dirim Rabbanon, we say Yesh Breir. So let's say, Hoachim Shecholku, the rich uncle died and their five nephews are dividing the Yerusha. So the moment the rich uncle died, the din of Yerusha set in that all of the one big field belongs to the Tvusas Habais of all the five brothers, Beshutfas. Then later, at the end of the year, the two who are doing all the work feel it's not fair. So they want to make a chalukah. So they make the chalukah. So that's the Shaila. Do you have a right to say Yesh Breruah? There, nobody made any Tanai. The rich uncle who died. He was going to make a Tanai. If it's not the way I want, then I shouldn't die. He died. The Malcham Abbas took his life. He died. So at the moment of death, the first din of Yerusha set in, that everything goes Birusha to the five brothers, Achim, B'tvusas Habayis. The question is, this second, a year later, do you say there's a delayed reaction over here? That the din of Yerusha sets in two stages. That immediately it belongs to Tvusas Habayis to all the five brothers. And later at the end of the year, when two of the five brothers decide they want to make a chalukah, so the din of Yerusha sets in, Mikan al Haba, after a year, They'll draw a girl, okay. They'll draw all the makeup on their own. No girl. I have a field next to this one, so give me that. 1/5 of the big field. The other one, each one is a bar mitzvah. Okay, so however, they'll either with a girl or without a girl, whatever it is. So, do you say the din of Yerusha sets in that now this field belongs to me without any need from Das Makdan from the other brothers? You say that depends. Can you say who brought over the mafia? Can you say at the moment of death of the rich uncle, it was Igloi Muslim affair that it was Aymed Lekach? If it was Aymed Lekach, then the din of Yerusha can work with a delayed reaction, that after a year, and they'll decide they want to make a halukah, so then the share that I get belongs to me and not to the other share. We change it. Instead of all five owning two sabayis, each one owns solely, he's the sole owner of the 1/5. That was Rabbi Yechanan holds that's a din deraisa. Yerusha is a din deraisa. But din deraisa, we assume that ein brera. So achmi shalchalku, when it comes to Yovel, everybody's going to, you give back what you got. Because I got this in exchange for my giving up my ownership, my share, and the other four fields. And each one of the brothers who got 1/5 of the big farm, or, you know, there were five farms, whatever it is. So each one of them, it's a mecca. He gave away to the other four brothers his share in their chelik of karka, in exchange for which they're giving him full rights in the chelik and the 1/5 that he's going to take. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. We hold them din and their eyes to aim prayer. They needed a das makna. You don't need a kinya, you just needed a das makna. So that's called hachm shechokal ukuchasem. And a mekach is a beautiful. But not that they lose their ownership. Each one, it reverts back to become a Tfusas Abayis. And then you do a lot, it's all over again. Okay. And they come out. That's the second time around. After Yovel, after giving everything back to revert back to the Tfusas Abayis, now it could be that I'll get a different share, a different 1/5. Okay. And even if I'll get the same 1/5, let's say the first time around, when I took 1/5, you took 1/5, each one of the five brothers took 1/5. Maybe they didn't have to draw lots. Maybe each one was a bar mitzvah. Each one, it made sense. So they all agreed, yeah, I'll take this 1/5 because it's next to my house. You take the other 1/5 that is next to your house. That's next to your field. So your machzirim zavas at the oven, everybody gets, and they'll make the chalukah again, the same as it was originally. Are you going to end up getting the same thing that you had in the first place? But it's a mitzvah to do hachzara sardis b'yovel. Okay, it's a mitzvah to, so they were yoyed to the mitzvah. They gave it back, and then they get back the same share that they had from before. So that's what, that's on the last amud, on the last amud, the last peric. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan's statement, Acham shalchol ko lukuchasayim. Lukuchasayim means that you don't say that they're yorshim. You don't say yesh brevi gloy muslim afet that it was almost oimet lekach, and therefore the din Yerusha that's in the moment the death of the morish accomplished both that in me take it from the yad it becomes two sabbais to all five, and the action after the year is up and they make a chalukah, so then each one should own it individually. So he says you don't say it like that. If you do need a das makna, and therefore it's chayze b'yayu, right? Chayze b'yayu. And then the last piece of Gemara was the last 10 lines in the parak was commenting on Rabbi Yechem Abrek at the end of the Mishnah. It's a statement that doesn't make any sense at all. Hayorish Zishtoi, we know there's a deal about Yorish Zishtoi. There was a machlekes Hatanoim and a machlekes the Ramam and the Raivin Halachalamaisa had a pasuk on the Habal Yorish Zishtoi. Is it Dinder Isa, Dinder Rabbanon? The Ramam paskins Habal Yorish Zishtoi is only with the Rabbanon, and the Raivin paskins like the other Tanoim. In Perigesh Nechlin, it's Arichas, it's a Machlech Satanoim. So here, Rabbi Yechemem Broika says in the Mishnah, Bal Yorosh is Ishtoi, Yachzer Lebnei HaMishpacha. What do you mean Yachzer? When it comes Yovel, Yachzer, so the Gemara says, that should depend whether Bal Yorosh is Ishtoi is the Reis of the Rabbanon. If it's the Reis, it's a din of Yerusha. It's a din of Yerusha, so Yerusha is not because there's Yovel. Yerusha, you only get back to Yovel. A Mekach is Chayz Be'Yovel. Atonike Mecher, okay, a Mecher. If a buyer should sish the zonim with the Rabbanon, so then it's like a Mecher. Why? That's what the Arsamech has a beautiful explanation. The Gemara says in Ksubas that all of the Tanoi Ksuba, everything is there, tachas there. There's what do you call it? In English. Everything Ksuba is there, tachas there. Tiknum Zainas Tachas Maasiya, there everything is there, tachas there. So Tiknu Habal Yorsha Sishtoi is connected something else. So that's considered, if Habal Yorsha Sishtoi is Midrabbanon, so it's considered like a Metkach, because he gets the Yerusha in exchange for which he's Mechuyev. So I think if she'll be kidnapped, if she'll be captured, the Baal's Chayv B'Pinyayna, so Zeh Tachas Zeh, they gave him the right to get the Yerusha. So if it's a Zed Tachazed, then the Osmer said, that's why the Markham says it, like Mekach. And a Mekach is Chayzah B'Yodol. So that's what the Gemara asks. What are Rabbi Yechem Abreke talking about? A Bayer Shesishtoi, so he gives back Yachzel B'nei HaMishpacha. He gives back the Yerusha when it comes Yodol. That's what it means. Everything in the Mishnah is talking about, when do you give back Chayzah B'Yodol, not Chayzah B'Yodol. So the Gemara said, if Abba Yorush Ishtas had been there, I said, then it's Yerusha, then it's not Chayz B'Yoyvel. So what is the old Abba Yorush Ishtas is only with the Rabbanon, so it's like a Mecher, because it's a Tachazeh, Tiknu, Yerusha, Tachas, Pidyoina, I think the Gemara says, that he's Mukhayev Levdaisa. So what does it say in the Mishnah? And they pay him money, Yachsal B'nei HaMishpacha. So why do they have to pay him money? If it's Chayz B'Yoyvel, so that he shouldn't be entitled to any money. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a special case. He married a girl who is not related to him originally. And it happens that the family plot, the family cemetery, all the members of her family are buried, belong to her. So when the wife dies, the husband yarshins the wife, either menator, the rabbana, whatever, the husband yarshins the wife. That he's going to own their family plot. It's not Bekovedik. Ertzin should be buried in Kevish and Shaloi. So the Beis HaKvarish should belong. So we usually pay money for a kever, and then we're buried there, so that kever belongs to us. Mark considers that a design on mace. Nimtza, the person is covered, the Kevish and Shaloi. The kever doesn't belong to him. See, the whole Beis HaKvaras belong to his wife. Beis HaKvaras of her family. And then she dies, so he yarshins the whole family, Beis HaKvaras. Strictly speaking, he owns it. But that's a bizayin to the family. So Mishum, Kavod of the family, we say they have the right to demand the husband, he should sell them the Beis HaKvaras, that all the members of the family should be buried in the family plot. But the wife is going to be buried there also. And the din is Abal Chayv, the Shburi Aksub is Abal Chayv B'Kfuras Ishtai. So he owns the whole Beis HaKvaras that he got Birusha from his wife when she died, and he has a right to charge them. He has no right to demand, I want to maintain ownership of the Beis HaKvaras. All of her family is buried there, so it really should belong to someone from her family, not to the son-in-law. He's going to remarry someone else now. So the Gemara says, we force him to sell the Beis HaKvaras to the family, and they have to reimburse him, they have to pay him, but they don't have to reimburse, you have to be menachah, you have to subtract the domim, the value of the make every ishta, because the Baal Eschai B'Kvaras ishta, he has to pay money to buy a plot to bury his wife. So that's the interpretation of the last line in the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with Chayza B'Yovel. It doesn't mean Chayza B'Yovel. It doesn't mean when Yovel comes, he gives back the cemetery to the family. No, the minute the wife dies, the husband yarshins the Beis HaKvaras, and it's a bizoyan for the family that it's not being, the Beis HaKvaras is not being owned by someone in the family, so they have the right to force him to sell it to them, but he has to be menakeh, he can't make them pay for the plot of his wife, because the Baal Eschai B'Kvaras is. Okay. That's the Perek Yesh Pchor. The Kitzur, it was all contained, and it has all the dinam but Pinyah Ben. And the Mishnah emphasized that the Bchor for Pishnayim depends on this first son, that the first child that the husband had. Let's say the woman was previously married, she had five children from the first husband. And then she gets divorced, or the husband dies, and then she marries a fellow who has never been married before. So her sixth child is a boy, but that's the first child that the husband had. So that child will get pishnai. A one pichayim pigyon aben. Let's say a man already had 10 children, and his first wife dies, and he marries a zivik sheni, and the zivik sheni was never married before. So the first child she has is a boy. So the boy won't get pishnai. He already has a b'chor for pishnai from the first wife. But the boy will need pidyon aben. There's some people that had children from the first wife, children from the second wife, and they did two pidyon abens on the first child, boy from the first wife, and the first child that's a boy from the second wife. Okay. We went through all the dinim with pidyon aben. Now we made up, we'll start from the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Rashi points out on the opening Mishnah, the first Rashi, he quotes the Gemara Kamon Daf Yud Gimel that the first parak covers all the dinim of Petach Hamor because there aren't so many. So we knock off all the dinim of Petach Hamor and the bulk of the Masechta from the second parak till the seventh. Yesh Bechor was the parak Shmini, the eighth parak. Starting from the second parak through the seventh parak is all of the dinim of Bechor Behemoth Torah. And the first parak takes care of the dinim of Bechor Behemoth Torah because there's only one parak, so they got it out of the way in the first parak. What's the din of b'chor b'heim ator, b'chor b'heim atmeya? There are two dinim of b'chor. It's, first of all, it's one of the choftal admatnes kuhuna. And secondly, it has a kedusha. So if it's b'chor b'heim ator, has a kedusha that it's a korban, yamakrev on the mizbech. It's a kedusha guf la mizbech. It's kodesh meirechim, it's kodesh meyelov. When it bounces out of the mother's womb, then it's kodesh meyelov. There is a machlokes hatanoim, so we paskin kala b'chor sheyivale b'chor chazocha takdish l'Hashem alakecha. It's a mitzvah. We paskin like Rebbe, machlokes Rebbe and Achachamim. So we paskin it's a mitzvah l'hagdisho, even though it's kodesh me'elov, it's kodesh men Hashemayim. It's a mitzvah that we should declare harezeh kodesh the kedusha of b'chor b'heim haTorah. That's the question. How come the Torah doesn't quote it? So that's what Rav Shlomo Levilna has in the back of the Gemara. He has a Dvar Torah. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole pilpul shiur. He showed that what Rav Shlomo Levilna said is correct. That's a mitzvah lahagdisha. We pass like Rebbe. Shall base Rebbe Hayamin. It's a b'chor mitzvah lahagdisha. Same thing. Let's say there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Magid Mishnah writes that the Rambam writes that the mitzvah to recite Kiddush is benatar both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Magid Mishnah says not all the Rishonim agree on Yom Tov. Some hold Kiddush is only the rice on Shabbos and Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbonim. What's the difference? So the difference is like this Yom Tov. We say the Bracha Mekadesh Yisrael b'hazmanim. HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadesh. We declare when Rosh Chodesh is going to be in the Mele. We are declaring when Yom Tov is going to be. So we ate Kedushas Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kedushas Shabbos. Shabbos is clear the kind from Sheshes Mevri. By Baruch Hu came as Yom HaShvi'i. By Kadosh Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Kadosh Hu Shabbosim. Lasi Lover. The other one void. Hashem came Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Kedushas Yom Tov. Hashem Kadesh Yisrael. Hasmanim. Kadesh Yisrael. Yom the Rosh Chodoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Kadosh Hu Jewish people. And we in turn are the Kadosh Hu Rosh Chodosh. So we created the Kedusha. So we don't have to say Kiddush on Yom Tov. We created Yom Tov, Yesh Me'ai. We're the ones who made it into Yom. If not for the fact that we declared Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't be Yom Tov. But Shabbos is Kvi V'kayim from Shesh and Me'bresha. So that's why the mitzvah to recite Kiddush, we should add on Kedusha B'dei Odom on top of the Kedusha B'dei Shaman. So that's what the Rav Shlomo Levilna has a hor in the back of the Vilna Shas and Mecheshek Shlomo says the b'chor mitzvah lahagdisha takdish l'Hashem alkecha because b'chor is kodesh merechem, and in a certain sense it would have been nicer that would have been kedusha b'dei adam. So it's a mitzvah lahagdisha, we should declare that we should have kedusha b'dei adam over and above the kedusha b'dei shemaim that has. So that's by b'chor b'heim atoheiros Kodesh to be makrevit as a korban has kedusha guf la mizbech, so it's a mitzvah lahagdisha. That's what the Rav had a whole vaychacha that the Cheshek Shlomo has. How come the Torah didn't quote it? So he said the Torah only writes din that anoig bezman hazeh halacha l'maaseh. So that din doesn't apply mitzvah lahagdisha. He wants to say it doesn't apply bezman hazeh because when you magdish the b'chor, the kedusha tzpeh that you say When you makrev it in the Beis HaMikdash, to Bisman Azay, we're not makrev it, because there is no mitzvah lahagdisha. Absolutely, you had a deer in the Ramam that was based on that assumption. That the mitzvah lahagdisha is only shayach when you makrev it. Bisman Azay, you're not makrev it, so there's no mitzvah lahagdisha. So again, the both Bechor and Bechor Behemet Mei also, those are, you're not makrev it on the Mizbeach, but it's going to be also Behano. That's machlok is the end of the first parak. Machlok is at Tanaim Reb. Beauty Reb Shimon. Well, the Petach Hamor is also b'hano koidem pidyon. Is the pidyon tifta d'se? The pidyon takes off the Issa Hano? Or do you say no? There was no Issa Hano. There was no Issa Hano in the first place. But if you're going to do v'araftoi, if you're going to do arifa, so then all the Tanaim agree. After Arifa, then the Petach Hamor will be also Bahano. So both Bechor Behemah Torah and Bechor Behemah Temeah, they have Kedusha. We Paskin Bechor Behemah Temeah is also Bahano before Pidyon. So it has Kedusha. That's what also is Bahano. And even according to the other Tana, it also has Kedusha, that in the event that you don't do Tifta B'Seh, you're going to do Barachta, then after Arifa, it's going to be also Bahano. Going to be Asma no, because it has Kedusha. And then it's also from the Chof Talad Matnas, there's Dinimamas. What's a din if you have a Sufik Bechor Behemah Torah? The farmer is not sure whether this Vlad that was born, a male Vlad was born, he's not sure maybe there was a previous pregnancy for this Behemah. So let's say by human pregnancies, if the first Vlad never had a Tzuris HaVlad, it was a the pregnancy was terminated before Mem Yom. So there was no Tzuris HaVlad. So before Mem Yom, we considered that my Bialma, there was no blood. So the one that will be born later will have a Kedusha, will have a din of opinion of them. So the same is by Behemoths also, by Petach Hamor, and by Behemoths, if there was a miscarriage on a first pregnancy, and you're not sure whether the miscarriage had a Tzuris HaVlad or not, so the Vlad will be a Safik Bechor, or a Safik Petach Hamor. So what do you do when you have a Safik Bechor? So there are two issues. There's giving it over to the Kohanim, it's a Matnas Kohen, and that's the Imamanus. So you say, Safik Mamayna Lekula, Amotzi Mechaber all of Haraya. So the farmer has a right to keep the Safik Bechor of Behemah Torah, to keep the Safik Bechor of Behemah Temeah. But as far as the Yisav Heter issue, then you say, Safik Deraisa Lechumra. So that by the Safik Bechor Behemah Torah, it's also the Gizel Avoda. It's a Safik Kochim Kalim, so you're not allowed to do Gizel. Bechor Sherech, when the Safik Bechor Tzanech, that's a Gizel Avoda. And if it's a Safik Petach Hamor, you have to be paid the Besem, the Safik. So then what do you do with the Safik Pidyon Petach Hamor? What do you do with the Seh that you just used to remove the Yisahan? That's a Safik, it's a Safik in Yisav Heter. It's a suffix in Issa the Heta on the Petach Hamor, so that's why you have to be Poyde. Once you Poyde, you're supposed to give it to the Kohen. Once you Tifta B'Seh, you're supposed to give it to the Kohen. But the giving to the Kohen, that's Mamayna. So you have a right to keep it for yourself. So that's one of the issues that's crucial over here in this pair. Then the Mishnah begins. The Mishnah is ready to taking a stand on a machlokes hatanoim. There is a machlokes abuda nachachamim where the shutfus akum cancels the whole din of b'chor behemah Torah, b'chor behemah Temeah. So we paskin in the Mishnah that as long as there's a yad akum b'yetza, the nochri owns a share either of the mother or of the uber. So there's no din of Bechor Behemah Torah, there's no din of Bechor Behemah Temeah at all. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the Kedusha, if it's a Bechor Behemah Torah, so there's a Chelek Shutfas to the Nachri, there's no Kedusha. It can't be Korah Balgabi on his back. But the din imamanus aspect will be there. So the Mechuyev to give the Jew has a share in a Bechor. And the Nachri has, let's say they're Shutfim. They have a partnership together. They both put in $1 million. and they bought behemoths, and the behemoth is giving birth and making a lot of money. So every vlad that's born is going to be on b'shutzos by the Jew and the goy. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the dini mominus aspect of b'chor is gonna be present, despite the fact that there is a shutz v'sakl. But the gedusha kodesh ha'kriv al ha'mizbech by b'chor behema tohir, or kodesh that it should be osa b'hanoa pet hamor is osa b'hanoa kodesh opinion that won't apply. Rabbi Yehuda's maida that the gedusha's b'chor doesn't exist by a shut for sakum, but the matnas kun and the dinim mamnas does exist. So let's say the Yisraelim nochri are shutrim in the vladis. Every vlad that's born, you have to assess how much is it worth, and the Jew is a 50-50 shutif, or 75-25, whatever it happens to be. So he has to make out a check, he has to give the kohen 75% of the value of each one of the firstborn Zacharim that were born b'shutfus to both of them. That's the first daf. That's the first daf over here. Our practice today is that we make a shutfus with an achri. Yeah. How much of a shutfus do you have to make? Has to be a shutfus 50-50. What if it's 75-25? What if it's 99-1? The Yisrael owns 99% of the business of the shutfis with the goy, and the nochri only owes 1%. So the Gemara says, even echad mini elef, even if it's a tenth of a percent, even if it's a very insignificant amount, if you have a shutfis akum, so we paskin the whole din of b'chor behema teira doesn't apply at all. So the Gemara has that's yad called yad akam yamsef. The nochri is a shutfus. The Gemara at one point suggested maybe there should be a difference whether they're shutfin. That's on the Gimel and Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom. Maybe it should make a difference whether I made a shutfus with the nochri in the mother or I made a shutfus with the nochri in the uber. Maybe it should make a difference. Shutfim in the uber, even if the goy is a smaller shutfim, shutfim in the mother, maybe we should require only if it's a bigger shutfim. Gemara says, no, it's a eloishna. It doesn't make a difference. That's the Gemara's maskan. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever shutfim is enough to pater if the nochri has a shutfim in the uber, so the same thing if he has a shutfim in the mother also. So what degree of shutfim takum do you need? So the Gemara seems to have a three-way machlokes. So the first sheet that's on Gimel Omer Aleph, Amar Avuna is well, the tiny letter Gimel with the tzion for the Aimish, but the mitzvah is slightly below the center of the Omud, a little below, right after the middle point of the Amar Avuna, Afilo Ozma, even if the Nochi only Ozen. An ozen is not from the Avarim Shanashamat Libahem. If an animal is missing an ear, it's neither going to be an Avela nor it's going to be a Trefa. It'll be a Balmon. You won't be able to be Makarit on the Mizbech. So the first opinion is Amar Avuna Afilu Ozna, even if the Chelek HaNochri is not Osa Trefa, if the animal would be missing the ear, it wouldn't be a Trefa, it would be an Avela. It would be a Balmon. So the Rav Huna is of the opinion that's enough. If the shut for sakum, if he only owns an ozen, that patas. And the other Amarayim disagree. Itmar Rav Chizda Amadavisha Sosa Nebele, Rav Amadavisha Sosa Trefa. They hold it has to be something more serious than an ozen. It has to be that the Nochri owns a shutfis in something that the life of the animal is toligo. Davisha Sosa Nebele. What's the machloikis for the Davisha Sosa Trefa? Gemara says, what's that machloikis? Where is it? B'maikom Efligi. What's machloikis between Rav Chizda says Davisha Sosa Nevela? Rav says Davisha Sosa Trefa. Machloikis is with a Trefa Chai, Trefa and a Chai. The Gemara wasn't sure. When the Torah prohibits us from eating animals that have a cinnamon trichus, despite the fact that they shechted it properly, but it has a treifus, so that's a machloikis in the first daf in Perikei L'treifus, the third Perikei L'chulin. is Perik Gela Treif. So Machlokes HaTanoim, with a Treifa Ein HaChayo, we assume a Treifa probably will die within 12 months. So it's already considered as if it's one leg out. So the Shechita is not Matir Bachila. Shechita is like shechting a dead animal. So the Shechita is not Matir. The Shechita is Chal on a Treifa. It's Medayim and Dein Avela. If you have meat in the AMP which didn't have a proper Shechita, so number one, it's also Bachila and Isa Nevela. Number two, it's the Tameh. And even though you don't touch the meat that's in a package, you pick up the package. Nevela is Matami b'mago u'b'masos. If there wouldn't be any wrapping around it, that would be maga. I'm touching the piece of Nevela itself. Usually in the AMP, there is a wrapping on it. So, but if you pick it up, that's called tumas masa. So it's Matami b'masa. If you would shecht a behemoth that's a trefa, the meat in the AMP didn't have any shechita. The goyim killed it. That's not called shechita. But if if you would shecht a treifa, the shechita were not accomplished to be matak batchila, but it would be matami dein avel. So that's a machlokes. That was an ongoing debate. The Tanaim and Amoraim, where the treifa enchay, the Torah prohibits us from eating a treifa because we say it's half dead already because it's not going to survive 12 months. If it has a simen treifas, treifa enchay, they say, no, treifa chaya. The treifa can live on, can live another couple of years, but it's a diseased animal, so the Torah prohibits us from eating it. So that's what the Gemara relates, the machlokes. This machlokes, Rav Chisda and Rava, they both disagree with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, the shut for sakam is enough. If he owns an ozen, even though the animal can live without an ozen, it's just, if it's missing an ozen, it'll be a balmum for akrava purposes. But if it's, so Rav Huna holds, if an ozen belongs to the Nachri, it's already called Yadak Mensa. And Rav and Rav Chisda both disagree. They say, no, it's only Yadak Mensa, the Shutfus Sakam only patas. If the Chelek of the Shutfus that the Nachri owns is so significant, the animal would die. So one says, Dovish Osa Nevela. If the animal would be missing this part, the windpipe or the food pipe. If the animal is missing that, it's going to be an avela. And the other one says, even a double show is also a treifa, because treifa ain't a chayah. So it's also considered as if the Nochri owns a significant share in either the mother or the vlad. The Gemara originally thought maybe there's a difference whether the Nochri has a chelub shutfus in the aim or the vlad. Then the Loshna doesn't make a difference, yeah. How we paskin alocha to the Gemara on the base, and Gimel on the base says we paskin like the first one, like Rav Huna. That's the gersa that we have in the Gemara, that we paskin like Rav Huna, that even an ozen, if the Nochri owns a share in the ozen, even though it's neither osa osa trefa nor osa osa nevela, it just makes it into a balmum, that's enough to be called Yadakam Yamsa. And nonetheless, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, so the Shach quotes that some of the Rishonim recommend you should be machmer to do like Rav and Rav Chisda. Only a dove shows to also treifa. Dove shows to also nevela. Maybe they had a different gears of the Gemara. Because in Agamar it says beferish that on the base that we pass on like Rav Huna. Yeah. So the Gemara has the Gemara tells a story on Gimel on the base. I mentioned in advance the reason why I'd like to learn the first parak is because our institution on Mechiras Chametz, the way we do Mechiras Chametz, makes six kinyan, is all based on these Gemaras. So the Gemara is on Gimel on the base. The Gemara tells the story, Mary Bar Rochel. It's about the 15 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the words, Chayevis Bebchora. Chayevis Bebchora. So on that line it says, starts the story, Mary Bar Rochel. We identify people by their father's name, not by their mother's name. So that's what some of the Rishonim explained to her. Mary Bar Rochel, his father was a goy. A goy raped a Jewish girl, and later on, the goy converted to become Jewish. But the son is not related to him, because Gershon has got cotton chanela dummy. When the baby was born, Mary was born, so when the father made the mother pregnant, the father wasn't even Jewish. So it can't be related. The son is going to be born a Jew because his mother is Jewish. So the father is not related. That's why we call him Rav Meir Baruch. Okay. So Rav Meir Baruch, Havilei, Ahu Chevasa. He owned an animal, and the animal was going to become pregnant and give birth to a firstborn. And there's a 50-50 chance it may be a Zohar. So what did he do? He made a shutfis with an Nochri to an Avikachom. He was makna the ears. Havi makna lu'ud nayu. Makna the ears, like the first opinion on Ahmed Aleph. Who was a Rabuna said, you makna chelik in the ozen, that's good enough. After he did that, what did he do? The osuluhu begizu b'avoida. He made a shut for sakum. Once he makes a shut for sakum, so there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether the matnas kuhuna. B'chor behemet hera, b'chor behemet meya, is from the chof tavad matnas kuhuna. So that's a machlokes hatan, but the kedushas b'chor for sure it does not. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, all that shut, the tana Rabbi Yehuda, that shut for sakum does not part there. And the Gemara says the Mishnah is b'loik Rabbi Yehuda, which ma'amin al Leis l'chosh l'hoda Rav Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says a few lines, that two lines before we started. We started Rav Meir Baruch, so two lines before the Gemara says, Leis l'chosh l'hoda Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. That shut v'sakam doesn't pat. The passing shut v'sakam does pat. So, Rav Meir Baruch made a shut v'sakam on the ears. And despite the fact that there was a shut v'sakam, also, the Hubi Gizel Avodah, he didn't. He treated it as if it has Kedushas Bechor, that it's also the Gizel Avodah. The Yai Vluhul Kohanim, he gave it Matas Kuna. So why did he make a Shut Vasakum? If he's going to treat it as if it's Bechor Bavitara, anyway, he's going to say that the Kedusha is there, also the Gizel Avodah. It's not talking about the Petach Hamor, it's talking about Bechor Behema Tahira. Not a b'chor behemet tameya. So he made a shut v'sakam on the ear, and despite the fact that he made, he gave it to the matnas kuhuna. He treated it like matnas kuhuna, and he treated it like kedushas korban. So the Gemara asks, "Am I makna lulu et nadav kacham?" So what did he do that for? If he was machmet to treat it as if it didn't affect any change at all, so what did he accomplish by making a shut v'sakam? The Gemara says, and for the Gemara, what motivated him to do that was the masibu l'idei takola. He's afraid that someone's going to be nena. B'chor behema Torah is also b'chor behema Torah is kachim kalim. So kachim kalim, there's no din me'ilo. There's only a din me'ilo on kachim kachim. The pasuk says, Hashim nefesh Hashem tumamal b'kachim Hashem b'kachim hamiyuchadim Hashem. That's kachim kachim. So there's no din of me'ilah on kachim kalim. But there is an isa me'ilah on kachim kalim. It says, Mishnahs have many times, kachim kalim says, le'nen v'le mo'lim. You're not allowed to get hanoah, but if you did get hanoah, you're not mechuyif to give karam v'chaymish and bring asham me'ilah. They only bring karam v'chaymish and asham me'ilah if he had hanoah from a kachim kachim. Okay. From a kachim kachim. So, but, Leinenim, there is a din, you're not allowed to get hanoah, though. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Issa Me'ila by Kachim Kalim is an Issa Deraisa, just the penalty you don't have, that you have to pay Karam Chaimish and bring Hashem Me'ilas, you don't have the penalty. But the Issa Me'ila is an Issa Deraisa, maybe you should say the Issa Me'ila is only the Rabban. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. The Rashba, at the end of the second parak in Kedushin, quotes that machlokes of Rishonim. Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from Rav Chaim, from his grandfather, that it's inconceivable to say that the Yisa Me'ila by Kachim Kam should only be the Rabbon. It's Zichah Derais. Inconceivable, but it's two days in Rishayim, it's Perish. The Rashba has the quotes to both opinions. So over here, Rav Meir Baruch was afraid he was going to have a B'chor Behema Torah. He was afraid that you're not allowed to. He lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He can't be makrovin on his death. And you can't shecht it until it gets a mum. You're not allowed to cause it to get a mum. Kol mum liyibo lo yahayibo. You're not allowed to be matal mum and karbanas, even as manazed, that you can't be makrovin anything. Still, not allowed to be Matal Mum. So you're going to have to wait sometimes years and years and years. There's a Mishnah later, and the Mishnah tells a story that there was a non-Jewish policeman who used to have, each policeman has a special route where he has to go. So his post was near the farm that belonged to a Jewish person. So he noticed that they would use all the cows, except there was one cow that they never made to do any work. So he asked the Jewish farmer, is that a holy cow? How come you don't do work with that cow? He says, yeah, that's a holy cow. That's a b'chor behemoth. So he says, so what are you doing with it? So he tells him, he can't have it. He can't have no base on leadership. He can't be makavim. We're not allowed to make a mum, so we're waiting till it's going to get a mum. So he said, no problem. So he took his knife, the goy, the nocher to the policeman, he took his knife, and he cut a little bit by the lip of the b'chor behemoth. He made it into a bal mum. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. If the Jewish farmer caused the mum, if he was responsible for the development of the mum, then there's a penalty in the Rabbanon. Since he violated the din of causing it to get a mum, he's not allowed to be poider. There is no pidyon. By all other karbanas, you need pidyon. When it gets a mum kavua, you have to be poider, then it's yotze l'chulin. Except for Bechor and Maisa, there is no pinyon. The psukim like that, there is no pinyon. But the Bechor and the Maisa, once it gets a mum kavua, so you're allowed to shecht the chutz lamigdash. But it's still a matnas kuna, so you have to give it to the Kohen. So over here, Rav Meir Baruch Hu was afraid, it may take years till it's going to get a mum. And someone for sure will be nana b'shoigeg from the Bechor behemah Torah. So that's why he made a shoot for Sakum, but he was machmah and everything anyway. He said it's also because of Avoida, as if it had a kedusha saguf, and he gave it to the Kohanim, as if it was still a matzah kohen. Strictly speaking, it was neither, because he made a shoot for Sakum on the ear. So the Gemara says, then the Gemara says, Rav Meir Baruch Hu was punished. The Gemara says before, oh, we skipped that line. The Gemara said before, he made a shoot for Sakam on the ears of the ears of the mother, the ears of the Vlad. And then the Gemara says, the Kaloi Chevosa, the Rav Meir Baruch Hu, all of his behemoths, he was punished, all the behemoths died. So the Gemara said, why was he punished? What did he do that was wrong? So Gemara says, if he gave it to the Kohanim anyway, and he said it's also the Gizel Avodah anyway, and the only reason why he made a shoot for Sakum, because he was afraid someone would be Nana, and that's a din, you're not allowed to be Nana from even Mizmanazay, not allowed to be Nana from Kachim Kalim either. You're not allowed to get another, just if you got another, there's no Meila, because it's only Kachim Kalim. So Gemara says, so why was he that he treated it as if there was no shoot for Sakam? My time called the Chevosa Rav Meir Baruch Hu. How come he was punished that they all died? And the Gemara, Mishum the Mafkad only Kedusha Sayu, because once you make a shoot for Sakam, it doesn't have a din of Kuhuna. It doesn't have a din of B'chor Behemoth Torah. Not for the din Imamunus and Matnas Kuhuna. Not for the Kedusha Sakrov. Frag the Gemara, but it's muta to do that. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, muta l'adam l'hatal mum b'chor kodesh she'etzelah b'adam. The b'chor is only kodesh meirechem after it's born. Before it's born, it doesn't have any kedusha. When is it defined as being born? Either yatzar rosho or rubo. So if you can stick your hand in, you have to know what you're doing. You take a knife and you stick your hand in before the uber is born, and you're going to make a mum in the uber before it's born. So that's a harama. That's a harama. So when it'll be after the b'chor is born already, you're not allowed to be matal mum. So he's going to make a mum before it's born, so they won't have to wait till it develops a mum by itself. It may take years till it's going to get a mum by itself. Like the Mishnah has that case, the policeman who was in front of the farm always noticed that they never used one animal, and they told him that it's a holy cow taken. So the Gemara says he was punished because by making a shut v'sakam he canceled everything. It didn't have kedushas b'chor for kedusha guf, nor did it have a matnas kuna. The din that you're allowed to make a mum before it's born. Because we live as manazad is not based on mikdash. That's a good idea if you stick your hand in, if you know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you may kill the uber. He's sticking his hand into the rechem with a knife, and he may kill the uber. So you have to be an expert to know how to be matal mum before the b'chor is born. So to do that harama, to make a mum before it's born, so you won't have to wait till it develops a mum on its own, that's permissible. But over here, if you're going to make a shut for sakam, you're canceling everything. You're canceling even the dinim aminus, even the matan's kuna shabo. So the Gemara said that's why he was punished. And for the Gemara hasam, if you make a mum before it's born, the matan's kuna will still be there. You just it won't be royal hakrava. But if you make a shut for sakam, so it doesn't even have, it's not even one of the Chavtav and Matzah's Kuna, so that's not right. That's one version. He made a Shut V'Sakum, and what was improper was that by making Shut V'Sakum, you mafkia the whole din. To make a mum before it's born, that's permissible, because you'll only be mafkia from Kedusha's Mizbech, and Mizbana said there is no Mizbech. He can't be Makrivan Mizbech. But to make a shut for sakum, you can't still give in the matan's kuna. That's not right. Then the Gemara said, "Niboy same." And another suggestion is, "Amari baruch yoda laknuya kinyan gomer." He made a shut with the akum. He knew the halacha how to make a shut with the nochri. However, because of the inish achrini, but also the ovid, but other people were watching. Someone else was watching when Rameh Baruch made the kinyan, and the one who was watching didn't fully understand what Rameh Baruch did. The Savar and the onlooker thought Rameh Milsa who the Ovid. He thought he just spoke to the Nochri. Milsa is a word. He thought Rameh Baruch just spoke to the Goy, and he made an oral declaration, "I give you ownership of the ears of the mother of the ears of the Vlad." So the other fellow who was watching, Rav Baruch didn't explain it to the one who was watching. So the one who was watching went ahead, and he made a shut for sakam on his behemoth just by making an oral declaration. And that's a joke. So he was gerim, and Rav Baruch was punished. All of his behemoths died because he misled. He caused lifnei with the sikhi milsha. He misled the onlooker to think that if you just make an oral declaration that you give the ownership of the ears to the guy, that's good enough. And that's not correct. You have to make a kinyan gomer. What's a kinyan gomer? So that's a shaila here, Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi writes, a kinyan gomer is, Rashi writes, litol moes min ha'bikacham, the nochri has to be kind of a kesef. How are you kind of karkas nicknas bekesef of bishtar b'chazak? Here he's not selling karkam. He's selling the ears of the vlad, or the ears of the mother, to the nochri. So that's metaltalim. So what kinyan works? When Israel is selling metaltalim to a nochri, we do it when we sell the chametz. And here he's doing it, Rameh Baruch is selling the metaltalim to the nochri. So Rashi says the only kinyan that works is kesef. Kinyan kesef works. And the last line of Tosis, there's a long Tosis here, had the long thin Tosis. On the last line, the last few lines, Tosis writes that Rashi is not correct. It's the last eight, nine lines in Tosis. So they quote their Rashi. Pinchakunzle tochen lefarish kain shepirish. Rameri hoyodeh lahaknas kinyan gomer litol mois menav kechavim david chavim lo kani yale bekesef. And he davke kinyan kesef. And the onlooker thought mistakenly, he just talked. He thought that he just made a kinyan b'dibur. V'savri, and the onlooker thought, milsa b'yamu diyov, he just made an oral declaration, he's getting ownership. V'ein enaytal damim, he thought that Rameh Baruch wasn't taking any money. So Taisa said, that's a difficult Rashi. Yes. It says difficult Rashi. Lohayol lehaskir adirabin. The Gemara had some machlekes of Yerachan and Reish Lakish What's the din min haTorah when a Yisrael sells metaltalim to another Yisrael? So Rabbi Yechanan says, "V'haTorah mo'es kainas." If you sell a metaltalim, one Jew sells metaltalim to another Jew, "V'haTorah mo'es kainas," you kind of by paying for it. And with the Rabbanan, they changed it, and they said even after a kinyan mo'es, you can back out, but you get a mishapara. But if you made a kinyan chalipin, but if you made a kinyan mishicha, Shikh Hagbah, then you can't back out. And Rish Lakish disagrees that Mashikh and Mufaresh is Menator, Mashikh is Koine. So they both, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they both hold, Tesis refers you to the Gemara, you Gimel and Mes, first off in the second period. Chisim Kermim Kala Misecha, Kana Miyada Misecha, Altona Wisha Sochim. So the Gemara says, Miyada Misecha, Dovah Nikta Miyad Viyad, that passage is talking about Alim Metaltalim. And it's talking about two Jews. One Jew is selling metaltalim to another Jew. So the word miyada misecha indicates, number one, that it's talking about metaltalim, not selling karka. Number two, miyada misecha davar nikta miyad liyad. According to Rish Lakish, the pasuk tells him Mashicha is mufureshes menater, Mashicha is kind of menater. How do we pasken? Do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Do we pass like Rish Lakish? So the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Vav, beginning of Perek Acholeis, that whenever there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish. The Torah said there's not one of the three cases. And the one who says that is Rava. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. He got smicha from Rabbi Yudal Nasi. Rava was way later. So Rav is the one who says there in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav, whenever there's a dispute of Yechon Meish Lakish, we always pass on like Rabbi Yechon except for three cases. And this is not one of the three. So we should pass on like Rabbi Yechon and Vartar Moes Koinus. And the Pasuk says, Chesim Kamim Kalam Yisechka. Whatever Kenyan works between two Jews, if a Jew is selling to a non-Jew, you have to use a different Kenyan. See, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, Taisa says we should pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan. See, if you say Dvar Torah Moes Koinos, then if you're selling to a Nochri, it's going to be the opposite Kenya. It has to be Davka Meshicha. It's going to be Koina. How come Rashi writes Halacha Kirish Lakish over here? Rashi says the din by two Jews is that you Koina be Meshicha. Meshicha Mevarash Matar, he holds like Rish Lakish. This is not one of the three cases, but that Rabbi says halacha kivish lakish l'gabir Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says Rashi apparently thinks Tosfos in Hazov explains it. Rashi holds that the Gemara makes a statement there. Bro omasnita mesay leil reish lakish. The mashmos of the pasuk sounds like reish lakish, and there's a tosefta that sounds like reish lakish. That's bro omasnita mesay leil reish lakish. So the Gemara said that the mashmos of the pasuk is like Rish Lakish, and there's a tesefta like Rish Lakish. Then the Gemara says be pas like Rish Lakish. Avinu Tam says it's not true. Then when the Gemara has that lashon in Perek Hasav Kro Umasnita Messiah Leila Rish Lakish, who holds a Dvar Torah Meshichas Koinem and Mele by Nachri is Moes Hakoinus, so the Gemara meant to say Lachoyre. The pasuk superficially gives the impression that Rish Lakish is right, but we can farem for the kash. So that's a machlokes. Bottom line, that's machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, and this machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish be pasul nak Rish Lakish, that by Torah between two Jews, Meshicha Mufareshes Ben HaTorah, and the pasuk is Lav Lamisecha. If the Jew is selling to a goy, then it's going to be a different kinyan. Only if the Jew sells to a Jew, then it's Meshicha's kinyan. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not correct. That Kroma Seita Mesaila Rish Lakish just means superficial implication. Mashmois is that like Rish Lakish, but it's not correct. And we follow the rule of Rava in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav. Only in those three cases do we pass on like Rish Lakish. That's Rabbi Yechanan. This is not one of the three cases. Here we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The Dvar Torah Mois Koinus, if both parties are Jewish and one is a non Jew, then you need Meshicha. Then you need Meshicha. So here the Rishonim say, so what if you want to sell the Behemah HaMavakeris to a goy? So it says, Mary Baruch knew how to make a kinyan gomer. Well, what's the kinyan gomer? So they recommend you got to make both kinyanim. You have to satisfy Rashi. Shita Rashi holds the pasul like Rish Lakish. The Mashiach is kodim and atar between two Jews, and if it's a Jew and a non-Jew, then it's moyas hakodim. So you have to have the goy should pay for the goy has to pay for the behema of akeris for the Uber. We'll have to go into that also. The goy has to pay when you sell the chametz. The goy has to pay for the chametz, and. That's according to Rashi, the guy has to pay. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not true. We pasken like Rabbi Yochanan that by Torah Moyes Kain is between two Jews. Therefore, if you sell him to a Nochri, then it's going to be that the Meshicha is going to be Kain. So you have to have both. In order to make sure that you sold the Behem HaMavakeris to the guy, or that you sold the Chomis to the guy, you have to have both a Kenyan Moyes and a Kenyan Meshicha. Kenyan Kesef to satisfy Rashi Shita. Rashi is paskin like Rish Lakish. Rashi holds a din is like Rish Lakish because for a masnita Messiah later Rish Lakish, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds that we pass like Rabbi Yechonah. So Dvartorim Moskainis, we both are Jewish, but if one is an Ochri, then you have to have Davke Meshicha. So if you do both Meshicha and Mois, then for sure you sold it to the Nochri. When the rabbi sells the chametz for the balabatim, how can you have, the nochri is going to go to everybody's house, he's going to make a meshicha. So you don't do that. The nochri is not going to make a meshicha. Well, I used to sell the chametz to my next door neighbor. I used to have a nochri next door neighbor. So I had a whole bunch of bottles of schnapps that people gave me for shalach manis. I used to sell a whole box full of schnapps. So the nochri would pay me $20 before Pesach. And then I give him the whole box and take it into your apartment, right? So I did both kesef. He paid me the $20 and he took it into his mishus. He made the kinya chatzim in his mishus, right? And every year I would tell the nochri, in case at the end of the holiday you're not interested in keeping the schnapps, I'll buy it back from you. But he would drink all the schnapps the first night. And he died from a liver ailment because of drinking too much schnapps. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the whole mocker of the institution of Mechiras Chametz. A Jew is selling metalfalim to a Nochri, so which Kenyan are you supposed to do? So Rashi holds that you have to make Kenyan Kesef. And Rabbi Tam says that it's a mistake, that we should pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The machlokes is Rashi and Rabbi Tam is, do we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, or do we pass on like Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yechon is by Torah Mois Kainis, but when both are Jewish, by Akum is going to be a different Kinyam. Mashiach is going to be Kainis. And Rish Lakish holds by Torah Mashiach and Mufareshis Ben HaTorah. So if we're dealing with an Ochri, then the Mois are Kainis, then the Kesef is Kainis. So you got to do both Kesef and Mashiach. You have to do both Kinyam, yeah. So our practice is that we have a Behem is about to give birth, whether Pidyon Petach Hamor is about to give birth, or it's going to be a Behema Torah, you're going to have big problems if you're not going to... if you won't make a Shut for Sakam. So we always make a Shut for Sakam in advance. So that's what the Tosfos discussed. How come Rami Bar Chama was punished? Because he made a Shut for Sakam, because it was Mafkia from both Dinim, not only Kedushas Mizbeach, but even the Matnas Kehuna. And we do it all the time. How come we are not? How come we don't deserve to be punished? That's what Tosfos asks. The Kamach Kolom Yikdusha Sayu. That's from the beginning of the Tosfos on Gimel and Beis. Masha Ein Nisari Machsha. How come we're not careful about this? Afal Pish Shenana Shrab Mary. Mary is punished. So the Rabbeinu Tam first has one suggestion. Has a few suggestions. So he says, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbi Meir Baruch did that was not correct was he sold the ear of the Vlad, the ear of the Uber. The Uber is the one that's going to have the Kedushas Korban on it and the Matnas Kuna on the Uber. If he would have made a Shut V'Sakam on the ear of the mother, Tosfos explains that you have Psukim. Tosfos on the Mishnah, Beis HaMen Aleph, the long Tosfos on the Shtateh. So Tosfos says you have a whole bunch of Psukim, that Shut V'Sakam Pata is whether Shut V'Sakam on the Uber Shutvah Sakaman the Eng. So over here, what he did that was wrong was he made a Shutvah Sakaman the Uber. So that's Mamesh Haram. And the Gufa Dovid, that's supposed to be Matnas Kahuna. But we don't do that. We make a Shutvah Sakaman the Mother. So the Mele, it patterns the blood. So that's one distinction. That's how Tesis starts off. Ayat's question doesn't fit into the Girsa in the Gemara. So Tosfos says it does fit in. So that's the first suggestion that they give. Then Tosfos has another suggestion. Yeah, then they have another suggestion. There is a few lines down. Inami. Ooh, it's about 15-20 lines into the Tosfos. The line begins, Mivi Yavad Avad. Then they say, Inami. Maybe the answer is like this, Bimei Rab Meri Hoi Bikim Nahatul Mum Bepchor Koyim Shiyetz Elav HaOilom. Since they knew how to do that, you have to be a bookie. You're going to take a knife and stick your hand inside the Rechem of the Eim, and you're going to do something to the Uber, you may kill the Uber. So you lose the whole thing. But in the days of Rameir Baruch, they were mumchim, they were bikim, they knew how to be matal mum. So if they would have been matal mum, they would have only been canceling the chelik ha-mizbech. But b'zman hazeh, the mizbech, there is no beis hamikdash, you can't bring it on the mizbech anyway. So if you're going to make the b'chor into a bal mum before it's born, after it's born, everybody has kedushas b'chor. That's a din called mum la yibo lo yahibo. You're not allowed to be matal mum in the b'chor. But over here, it didn't have kedusha yet. He was able to put in a knife into the rechem and be matal mum before it's born. So that's fine. But b'zman hazeh, we don't know how to do that without killing the uber. So since we don't know, and what motivates us to do the harama of selling a shutfus to the nochri is because we're afraid people are going to violate osav b'chor sherech v'osav b'chor tzenecho. So what motivates us to do the harama is we're afraid someone's going to be boli ne'michshol, someone's going to be doing gizav avoyed, someone's going to be getting hanoah from the b'chor. So then it's permissible. But in the days of Mary Baruch, they knew how to be matal mum in the uber before it's born. So then that's not right. Since they could have been matal mum, it would have been better like that. If you're matal mum, it only cancels the hakrava on the mizbeach. But the man said, there's no hakrava anyway. But if you're making a shut for the sacrament, even the Gemara said, then it even cancels the matnas kuna shabo. So that's not right. So that's the second suggestion. The first suggestion was that we should make a shutva sakam on the mother. Mary Baruch made a shutva sakam on the uber. That's not right. And we do the shutva sakam on the mother. Then he gave another suggestion. that the mayor of Mary Baruch, they knew they were bikim. They knew how to put in their hand and be matamum before the uber is born. So that's okay. So then he shouldn't have made a shutva sakum, because shutva sakum is going to cancel even the matans kun aspect. But b'zman hazeh, we don't know how to do that stunt. To be matal mum in a way that it won't kill the uber. So since we have no brera, so it's mutarim to do a harama that's going to cancel even the matans kun. Because we don't know how to do the other harama, making a mum without killing the uber. And then Tosfos proceeds to give a third suggestion, or pirish abenetam. It's about two-thirds of the way down, or three-quarters of the way down. So they have the old Pirish HaBinatam, another suggestion. The Rab Mary. Mary was making a shutfus akum on the ear of the chamor, the ear of the mother, or the ear of the vlad. So he says, he made a shutva sakam on the ear of the vlad. And since the vlad wasn't born, so to sell the ear of a vlad, that's considered dovish laboliyonim. Again. Opiyush amenadam, remer baruch shayimakna ozen uber lo'obikacham havi dovish laboliyonim, because it wasn't born yet. Elohayimakna beheima, oh. So you can't sell a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. So if Dilba wasn't born yet, it's considered Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. Elohaya makna dehema le oznei uber. Let's say this is Tavshin Pei Gimel. I want to sell you. I have a farm, and every year pears grow. So I want to sell you the pears that are grown. So that's Tavshin. Tavshin Pei Hei. I can't sell the pears that didn't grow yet. That's a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. But what if I have trees in the farm? I have karka. I sell you the trees, dekel lipe roisef. If I sell you pears, dekel, the pears are going to grow on top of shin pei hay. That's a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. You cannot make a kinyan. But if I sell the dekel lipe roisef, with respect to it, is a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. But the thing that I'm being makna to you is a Dovah Shel Kvar Bolo Olam, and is Bolo Olam. I'm selling you the dekel with respect to the Paris that will go on Tavshin Pei. So the dekel exists today on Tavshin Pei Gimel. So that's a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. Even though the with respect to is a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom, but if right now the object that I'm giving you ownership in is a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom, that's legitimate. So that's the suggestion that Tosfos has here. The receivers discusses this. Is it really the Uber is a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom? Why is an Uber a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom? Did you see the cow is pregnant? So there's something there. He says, the Gemara says, if you're Magdish, I have a pregnant cow. And I want to be Magdish to Uber as a korban. As a Kedusha Guflam is Be'ach. Kedusha Guflam is Be'ach. It's only chal on a live animal. The Uber is not considered a live animal. But I can sell a piece of meat. I can be Magdish a steak. I can sell a steak. So I can sell the flesh of the Uber, not Betoras an animal. I sell the Betoras a piece of flesh. So that's a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. Then you see this tainus like that in Chosh Mishpat. If he's selling the Uber Betoras animal, so not yet called an animal, right? That's Eva Neverem. That's called Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. If you're going to treat the Uber as an animal, but just to treat the Uber as the shtik flesh, then it will be chal. But Tosfos doesn't raise that possibility. Tosfos here, the Shita Mechubetzes, elaborates on it. I can sell you, let's say, I own trees or I own a farm. And it's Tavshin Pei Gimel. So I sell you the trees with respect to the fruit that's going to grow in Tavshin Pei Hei. Well, even though it didn't grow yet. But the dekel is here. So I can even sell the mother. Let's say I have a behema that's going to give birth. Not yet. It's not pregnant yet. I sell the Nachri ownership of the mother who's not yet pregnant with Dekalipe Roysa. I sell them ownership of the aim with respect to the Uber that will grow. Whoever owns the Behema is going to own the Uber. That's Aroy Ashbach. Akarka Shali Hishbiach. So that's legitimate. I can sell the Nachri the ownership of the mother with respect to that he should own the ears of the Uber if the mother will become pregnant any time in the future. That's I'm selling on Dovah Shel HaBal Yom with respect to a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. That doesn't bother me. You can't make a kinyan on a Dovah Shel HaBal Yom. But if you make a kinyan on Dovah Shel HaBal Yom with respect to the Dovah Shel HaBal Yom, that is legitimate, even if she's not even pregnant at all. That's what the sheet has on over here. Years ago, when the Jews started to move back to Eretz Yisrael in recent years, the last 100 years. So in the late 1800s, there was a big asik about the Het HaMechira. It was always a big Shas HaTrak Shemitah was always a problem. And the Bir HaGroa in Yerideya quotes from the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is by Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTosfos. Sefer HaTruma reads like a kid in Shulchan Aruch, but because it's a Baal HaTosfos, so every page or so he throw in a curveball or throw in a Pesach Chiddush that we never heard of before. So the Sefer HaTruma has this Chiddush that since Shemitah Bizman is only the Rabbanon. So that's why if you sell a farm to a goy, yesh kinyan anachri lahafkia, then you don't have to observe the laws of Shemitah. So that's what they relied on in Eretz Yisrael for many years. And now, more and more farmers are committing themselves to observe Shemitah, not to rely on the Het HaMechira. So when the Chazon Ish moved to Eretz Yisrael before the Second World War, he moved in between the First World War and Second World War. So he and Rav Mendelson from Kibbutz Kol Mimiyot, the Poelei Aguda Kibbutz, they were the two Rabbanim who were tumbling a lot, trying to convince the whole public you shouldn't rely on Het HaMechira. So the people asked them, why is it different from Mechiras Chametz? The Nesivis has a collection of chuvas. The first chuva of the Nesivis is called Nachlas Yaakov. His name was Rav Yankif. So Nachlas Yaakov are his chuvas. First few chuvas are his, then he has chuvas by his grandson. So the Nesivis is the one who approved the institution of Mechiras Chametz. So everybody practices Mechiras Chametz. So why is it different? Why is it by Mechiras Chametz? We're not complaining. By Mechiras Be'ema, by Keres, we are complaining. So the Chazon Ish never knew exactly. Intuitively, he felt that there's a difference. He never came out to attack the institution of Mechiras Chametz. He himself used to ask the Rav to sell the Chametz for him. Mechiras saw this for Shemitah. He was not happy about it. So Rav Mendelson from Kol Miyot, he passed away a long time ago. His son, and now an old man, his son, another rabbi in Kol Miyot. So he came up with a distinction. He said, by Shemitah, you're doing a haroma, it's a legal fiction, and you're pottering yourself from the mitzvah, Shabbos Sahor, Shabbos Lashem. You're doing a haroma to potter yourself from a mitzvah. He said, that's not right. A mitzvah comes your way. So do the mitzvah, don't do a haroma to potter yourself. But by Mechiras Chametz, we are fulfilling Tashbisu. We buy the chametz and we take a whole bunch of crumbs. We have a bag full of chametz, a kazais of chametz. We're going to burn it. But we have tons of chametz. So instead of burning 100 units of chametz, we burn 1 unit of chametz. 99 units we sell to the goy, and the 1 unit we burn. Is it a bigger mitzvah to burn 100 units? No, it's not a bigger mitzvah. The mitzvah is to burn tashbisu, to do ibud, to destroy the last bit of chametz that we have in our ownership. So if I sell 99% of the chametz to the goy, and then I burn the 1% that I have left, I'm a kind of mitzvah. So the harama that I do by doing mechiras chametz is in order to avoid violation of the aver bal yirah by matzeh. But I didn't do a harama to relieve me from the mitzvah. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. Some people go away for Pesach. So they go away a few days before Pesach. So they do B'dikas Chametz, and they put all the Chametz in the cabinet, and they sell everything. They sell all the Chametz to the goy. So they don't do any Tashbisu at all. So that's Taka, not right. The Chazon Ish said, that's not right. And that's what Mendelssohn said, and the Chazon Ish thought that he was right. If you sell 99 units of the Chametz that you have in the house, and the last unit you burn, so then you mekayim tashbisa. So the harama was not to pater yourself from a mitzvah. The harama was to avoid violation of an issa. So that's what Tosfos said. Bizman hazeh, this Tosfos is gimel on the base. What motivates us, bizman hazeh, to sell the behema hamabakeres? What motivates us, not because we want to is our way out from the mitzvah. Strictly speaking, we'd be happy to do the mitzvah, to give the Bechor Behemoth Torah to the Kohen. But it may be born without a mum, probably will be born without a mum, and you may have to wait years till it develops a mum on its own. We don't know how to do this trick. That's what they say. In the days of Rav Huna, they were bekiyim to be matal a mum without killing the uba. For as man as I were not bekiyim in that. So the only alternative you have, the only way we can do something to spare us, to protect us from violating the Isser of being nana from the Bechor Behemah Torah, the Savah Bechor Sherecha, the Tzogat Bechor Tzanecha, is to make a shut for Sakam. If you lived in the days of Rami Mary Bar Rachel, and you had the ability to be Matal Mum before it's born, and then after it will be born, it would have the din of Matas Kun, and you'd give it to the Kohen, the Kohen would be able to shecht it right away. Chutz Lamigdosh. So that's not right. Mary Baruchel knew how to make the mum before it's born. They were bekiyim during his lifetime, and instead of being matal the mum before, he went and he made a shut for sakum. So that patters you from the mitzvah. That's not right. But Bizman said the only way to protect yourself from violating the avera is by making a shut for sakum, because we don't know how to be matal mum without killing the uber. So that's what Tosha says, since the motivation is not so much to pate yourself from a mitzvah, but rather to protect yourself from the Aveira. So that's Mutta. So this Tosha says exactly what Mendelssohn said. I don't know why he didn't quote this Tosha. When they have in the old biography of the Chazon Ish, the five-volume biography, it's called Pe'er Ador. So they have a whole chapter about the Heta Mechira, that he was opposed, and they quote that Rav Mendelssohn from Kamen Miyut is one who gave the Hezbet to the Chazon Ish, and he accepted it. So they don't quote this Tosha. That's exactly what Tosha distinguishes. We permit you to do a harama if the purpose of the harama is to protect yourself from violating Aver, Mishum Takola. But if the purpose is to pati you from a mitzvah, so that's takanat right. Yeah. How do we pass on the halacha? How much of a shutz v'sakim do you need? So again, so the Gemara said on Gimel and Beis, we really passed like the first one. The first one was Rav Huna. Afilu Oznoi is enough. But the Shach, there in Yerudeh, in the Shin Chof, on Siv Dalit, so the Shach over there writes that some of the Rishayim must have had a different Girsa. Some of the Rishayim say, no, you should make a Shut for Stachm Dabashel Sosa and the Bela Dabashel Sosa Treifa. You should make the shut for sakam on something more than just davishos sosa balmum. Shouldn't rely on ozen. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This week said that Parshas Samoados. You have the din of Avisa Malocha, then you have the Parshas Pinchas. Towards the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you have the Musafim, and then you have the Parshas Re'eh, about the special mitzvahs that each Yontav has. So the Ramah quotes in Yerideh and Hilchus Avelus that on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, it's already the Yontav of Zman HaKrovas Korban Pesach. So one is in the middle of Shiva, and it comes Pesach. When it comes Erev Pesach at Chatzos, you terminate the Shiva. On another Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, there is no such din. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you don't wait till after Chatzos and call it quits. People make a mistake. They think every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, after Chatzos you don't have to observe. So that's a mistake. That's only Erev Pesach. It's based on an Or Zeruah. The Achronim point out, Tosis and Zvachim Dav Kuf disagrees with the Rachma. Tosis disagrees with the Or Zeruah. Tosis holds that even in Erev Pesach after Chatzos, one does observe Avelis. But because the Or Zeruah says not so, so we say, Halacha Kedera Mekel Bo'ovel. Whenever there's a Machloikis and Hilchas Avelis, we always go Lekul. What's the Makar of this? The Or Zeruah, where does he get it from? That Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yontif. So the Bi'er Agros says, if you look in Parsha Samar, that's the way it reads. It says, B'chodesh HaRisha in Barbasayam Lachodesh Pesach Lashem. That's the Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach. Leil Tezvav is the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzis. Pesach after Chatzos is the Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach, Chag Shechitas HaPesach. And the Chumash says, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikras Mekoykar, these are the Yom Tovim. So it first has Shabbos, then it has Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach Balayla is the Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzah. So it sounds like Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Yom Tov. Same thing, a lot of people go to visit the Kosel HaMarav, they always go on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. And they have a minig in Yerushalayim. Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you don't rip Kriya. So that's a mistake. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you don't rip Kriya. If a relative dies on Chol HaMoed, then the Mishnah says, Beferish HaMoed Kot, now one does rip Kriya. By the Yekis, they have a minig, they only rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed, Alovi Valima, and other relatives not. So the Ramah says, if you're not a Yekis, you shouldn't adopt that minig, because that minig is very difficult. Simple reading of the Mishnah, my cotton is that if someone dies on Chol HaMoed, the relatives do rip Kriya. If a good friend dies and you want to rip Kriya, volunteer a Kriya. So that says you don't volunteer Kriya on Chol HaMoed. But if it's the Kriya that you're mechuyev to rip, you're mechuyev to rip Kriya even on Shabbos. So the Rama says, the Yekis have a minig, the only rip Kriya Chalamay, and I love Valima and other Kriya. Now, we don't have that. We don't have the minig, and you shouldn't adopt that minig. So it says, but Kriya and Kaislam Arava, usually you say Kriya Lechud, Babelis Lechud, they're two different things. So you, one rips Kriya Chalamay, but Kriya and Kaislam Arava, that's a Nihu Gabelis that you don't do on Chalamay. So just like one doesn't rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed on the Migdash B'chorbano, so too one does not rip Kriya Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Rama says, one is in Shiva, doesn't observe Shiva, because it's a Yontif. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yontif. So on Yontif, you don't rip Kriya on the Kosel HaMarabi. That Kriya is Nihu Gavelis. Unlike usual Kriya, when a relative dies, say Avelis Lechud and Kriya Lechud, but Kriya in the Kosel HaMarabi is considered a form of Nihu Gavelis. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you go to the Kosel HaMarabi, then you don't have Kriya. So people made a mistake. Just like Erev Pesach, they thought every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, so that's incorrect. Just like the Pesachei Tshuva says, it's incorrect. A lot of people, every Erev Shabbos, in the middle of Shiva, every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, they call it quits at Chatzos. So the Chayim say it's a mistake, it's only Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Does not apply to the other Yom Tov, and it does not apply to regular Shabbos. The same is ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMarav. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach, so then you don't rip Kriya. But every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. Next week, so everything is a Yotzim and Aklal now. Next week we have a family chasen in Canada we have to go to. So we're going to be away Monday night and Tuesday night. The wedding is going to be Tuesday night. So I'd like to give my regular Monday night cheer, I'd like to give on Wednesday night, and the regular Tuesday night cheer, I'd like to give on Thursday night. Okay, so I hope we'll be able to have participants. We'll try, and we'll fill. We left out a lot here in the first two doctors, so we'll try to fill in what we left out. We'll go a little bit. Should all be healthy, okay?
Amen.
The Jupiter itself is very exciting. We had the Yom HaZikaron, it's very moving in Eretzol. Visiting our Herzl is very moving. Everything in Eretzol is very, very moving. But now I have to rest up a little bit. And then we have this wedding next week. We don't even have a chance to rest up.
Rebbe, okay. When did you return to America?
We'll try to meet next week. The Tuesday night shiur, we'll meet on Thursday night, same time, at 8 o'clock. And the Monday night shiur, I'll give next week on Wednesday night, at 8:30. Okay.
Cool, too. Thank you.